This show is not for the easily offended. So if you are easily offended, go listen to something else. Welcome to Noise Box. Noise Box can be found at noisebox.com. The box is spelled with two X's. This is the last day of the Dog Days podcasting challenge. At least it is for me. I'm pretty sure I've done at least 30 podcast. You know what? No, because I had already planned on doing the show tomorrow. So this isn't like the last day, but this will be the last day for the talkie podcasts, where I'm going to do 30 days straight. Tomorrow in the Delivering Noise feed, there will be a show, but Sunday I probably will not do one unless something happens, like I go see a movie or something and we do a parking lot review. Because Steven really likes those. He really likes doing those. This episode, the last episode, has always been sort of a post-mortem for the month. How I think everything went. What I got out of it, what I am going to do in the future. Number one, I'm going to try not to burp when I talk. And I'll tell you right now, it really wasn't a grind for me like it was for some of the other podcasters who have taken up the challenge. Simply because I have a certain format, a certain process that works for me. And like I said, I don't have just one podcast. So if I get sick of talking about one subject, let's talk about something else, you know? That's the beauty of podcasting. And have you ever noticed how a lot of people use that phrase? That's the beauty of podcasting. And usually when they say that, they're talking about a lack of rules, a perceived lack of rules, I should say. Because I was thinking about that. Even when we say we don't have rules, every podcast has rules. You know, they're self-inflicted, but they are rules. If you just have a podcast about a specific subject, there you go. You got a rule in itself, you know. And even inside that specific subject, there are rules. Michael Butler, I've been loving the Rock and Roll Geek Show this month. But it's funny because he'll talk about anything, you know, as long as it's music related. That's one thing I've noticed, you know. And even when he talks about his life, he talks about things up to a point. And that's the beauty of podcasting, you know, because you can do that. You can talk about everything. Dave Slusher, my podcast father, he's another one that people take a look and say, oh, yeah, this guy, he goes by his own set of rules. Yeah, but he has rules. I've been listening to him for years. Not quite a decade, but pretty damn close to a decade. And I don't think he's mentioned his wife's name. Why? Because that's a rule that he has in place. You know, I talk about a lot of things over a lot of different podcasts. And I don't mention where I work. You know, not on a podcast. I don't mention where I work. People who know me know where I work. And if people ask me, chances are I'll tell you. But it's not something I just go and talk about. I don't talk about my job either, you know. I don't talk about my job. I don't talk about my work. I don't talk about coworkers. Because that's a rule that I put in place, you know. And I think that, once again, that's the beauty of podcasts. Not that there are no rules, but that we can set our own rules. Yeah, because I'm wondering, this past month I've had fun doing it, but like I said, I have a recording process that works. It's on my drive to work, right? I've been podcasting so long that it I know exactly where I need to hold my phone now. You know, it used to be where I held my Zoom H2, and if I could figure out a way to get it off of my Zoom and onto the internet, I'd be a happy man. But there's no easy way without having a laptop or using my work thing. But I don't want to do that. I don't want to use company resources for podcasting. And on the weekend, I just wake up, because I get up early anyway, because those dogs, I feed them, and then I just go and put together a show, and it's just not as easy as it sounds. Yeah, so I know that some people have had problems finding either a subject or time to actually sit down and do the podcast. And like I said, for me, it's real simple. It's real easy for me. I just talk and drive, you know. I should say I drive and talk. And the questions really helped, you know. Although I was really expecting different types of questions. So I don't know. I don't even know if I'm going to do that next year, because I'm already thinking about what should I do. What should my gimmick be for next year? I'm already going to have like a dedicated feed, but I don't know what kind of subjects. Only thing I've been thinking of, because I don't think I'm going to do the question thing again, because I'm probably going to get some of the same questions I did this year, and that's just going to. So you know, pissing me off. Like, I answered this already. Go back and listen to the archives. You know, one of those type of things. And I've tried to get a control on it, but I still get pissed off way too easy. At least for me, I feel it's way too easy. So I was thinking about maybe doing a podcast about, you know, things that I haven't talked about before. You know, subjects that I know very little about, but I'm learning. You know, something like that. I don't know. Maybe that'll be it. Maybe I'll at least try to have an overview of something I know nothing about. You know, or maybe I'll just do a whole month of talking about physics and molecular biology and, I don't know, synergies and vertical. Oh, see, I had micro and macro economics a long time ago, and there was some like vertical markets or something. I don't know. But yeah, maybe I'll just do a whole month of that. Let's call it boring ass noise that I don't give a shit about. Oh, probably not. You see, I don't know, but that's the beauty of podcasting. I set my own rules. I don't know, you know. I've learned that I could do this every day. I could make this a daily show. I could take everything, all the different shows, and wrap them up in one big feed and let the listener pick and choose instead of me picking and choosing for them. You know, I could do that. It would not be a big deal. like I said, record every day on the way to work. Maybe even sometimes an extra episode on the way, on the ride home. I know now I can do that. And to me, that's pretty much what this challenge was for, to see if I could do it, if I could, find the, I don't know, the internal, internal motivation to do a podcast every day, a daily podcast, you know. And I could do it. I'd have to prepare ahead of time. I'd have to prepare a list of subjects. But if you if you've ever seen my notes, I think a couple times I have posted my notes when I worked on podcast, then you'll see exactly how little preparation I do. I'll think of a I think of a subject, you know, and the subject, and underneath it I might have two words, and then I'll talk about it for half an hour, you know, or 20 minutes because I'm driving to work. But you know, it's simple. You know, what's really weird is I used to be a really shy kid, and when you meet me now, I don't really talk a whole lot, you know. It's not one of those things where I'll speak when spoken to. So I don't really have a whole lot to say. When people are talking, I listen. And I will evaluate whether or not this needs further conversation. If somebody wants to explain to me something at work, or Patty wants to talk about how her day went at work, or the kids want to tell me about, oh, Steve wants to talk about something he learned about video games, or something he found on the internet, or, you know, anything like that, then I'll just listen, you know. And if I need a response, then I'll respond if necessary. You know, if somebody at work says, okay, Derek, do you think you can go blah, 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 blah? Sure. You know, or Derek, do you think you can blah, 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 blah? Okay, what do you want blah, 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 blah to do? Well, I want it to blah, 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 blah. Sure. It's really weird. I'm just that tight. There's not a whole lot of conversation. I may have one or two questions. I'll come back later and say, wait a minute. All right, how do I do this again? But that's just because I usually have a lot on my plate. And that's why I'm... And, you know, actually, no. In real life, I don't have a lot on my plate. And that's why I'm such a big, fat, waddle ass now. Simply because I just, I don't know, I clean my plate. I didn't used to when I was a kid, but I do now. That's a whole different podcast. And the only reason I brought it up is because there are no rules. That's the beauty of podcasting. Yeah, I should do that next year. Just have, make a rule on my show, break it by the end, and just yell, that's the beauty of podcasting, and then sign off. Could work. It can get irritating, but it'll work. So, I don't know. I'm probably for the near future going to continue to do shows on the way to work. I don't know about the weekend podcast, the music podcast. Maybe, maybe not. If I did, it wouldn't be every weekend. And if I did one on a weekend, I might skip one during a week. But whatever, there'll be more podcasts coming from me. I don't know if there'll be more for any individual shows. Because during this whole month, not once did I do a TV noise episode. There's a lot of good TV out there right now. TV that I personally enjoy. Oh, in fact, on the Bathtub Mermaid, she was talking about Defiance, and like her, I thought I was the only one who was watching Defiance, you know. Yeah, but it's a good show. However, I think it's like on season two. Yeah, and if it's on season two. And if it doesn't come back, it wouldn't surprise me. That's what they did with Alphas. Now I'm about to go off on Sci-Fi Channel. But that's, Sci-Fi Channel gives you a season or two, and if they're not making the type of numbers that they want to make, then they'll cancel the show and make more Sharknado stuff. Sharknado type stuff, I should say. Although, if there is not a third Sharknado movie, I would be surprised. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, in the near future there will be more podcasts. Like I said, I'm gonna take Sunday off. But even when I take Sunday off, and I don't know if I'll have one on Monday because it's a US holiday, I will probably still be preparing for the upcoming podcast. I have a lot of comic books I need to talk about for Comic Book Noise. I am going to have some Grendel comic books. I will be having a combination TV Noise / Comic Book Noise review of the Second City of Arrow coming up pretty soon. And I might even have a giveaway with that, but I don't know yet. That's still something that is in the planning stages, because I don't know if I'm going to continue. I think that might be my last giveaway. I think I have like one more thing. Maybe one or two more things that I'm going to give away, and I think I'm just going to stop it with the giveaways. I don't really see a whole lot of benefit in the giveaways anymore. You know, when I was younger, when the podcast was younger, I should say, there were a lot of giveaways that I wanted to do because these are things I wanted to share with the audience. But most of the audience doesn't care. So there you go. Give the people what they want. They don't care. Why should I? So I don't know. Now I'm just talking, not even just talking to fill time, but just talking because it's something that I do now. You know, I was a quiet guy. And the reason that I started laughing is there was this song my band called Kiara called Quiet Guy, and it got a lot of airplay here in the Detroit area back in the late 80s, early 90s, I believe. But a lot of people outside of this area, I don't even know, heard of it. And it took me forever to find a copy of the song. Can't find it on vinyl anywhere. Couldn't find a cassette. Could barely find an MP3. So, anyway, the chorus went, I'm a quiet guy. I'm a quiet guy, kind of shy, need a little girl to help get by, I need a girl like you. That's how it went. I didn't want to sell the rest of that because it sounds kind of dumb when you're just saying it. You have to sing it in harmony with your boys. Anyway, I'm done. Thank you for listening, and I will be back soon with another episode.